Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee will come to order. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2007. And we just have one item of business before us, members. That is to reconfirm or to confirm again the appointment of Department of Commerce Commissioner Glenn Wilson, Jr. The governor has sent a letter, and I think the information is in here, and I think even the letter, the letter is in here, and it is our duty to confirm appointments. The Senate has kind of a checkered history, I think, of confirmations, but we have tried, I think, in recent years. I think Senator Neville has prodded us to do this or, you know, make up our minds and do it. I think it's appropriate since did we find out, is it statutory, Mr. Stang, our responsibility for?
For a commissioner, I believe so.
Yeah. I couldn't find it in the Constitution, but in any case, we have the responsibility to approve or not confirm or not confirm. And in our case, that's as the Senate as a whole and the various commissioners, but we are responsible only for considering the appointment of Commerce Commissioner. So with that, do any members have any questions or ask Commissioner Wilson he obviously was here last week with us and went into great depth about the department, but he was willing, and I think it's a good idea if he speaks to us a little bit here. And but we appreciate the quality of the presentation last week, Commissioner, and also the quality of the people that work with you. I know that's been a really important source, you know, of strength for you to come into being a commissioner in an area that wasn't all that foreign, but some of the areas where you didn't have a background. And so I appreciate that you brought all the deputies with you. You want to say a couple things to us?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commerce Committee and Consumer Protection. Yes, I appreciate very much. And we did have, just a few days ago, an opportunity to go over some of the things that we've been doing, and I won't belabor the time of this committee to go over that in any greater detail, other than to say that I am proud of some of the work that we've been able to get done in the department, and particularly addressing, I think, the rapid change in business that we need to address, both as a legislature and as a regulatory agency. There, just in the lending area within the last few years, we talked last week about the dramatic change in the mortgage industry in terms of a whole new industry within an industry and the internet mortgage banking system and issues like that. We've installed a lot of new systems and increased our focus on the consumer protection within the department. I would like to just say very briefly that looking forward, I think, to the challenges that we need to address in the near term, as the real estate industry continues to need a different way of looking at it and different standards of measure, continuing to look at insurance suitability as well as build a consumer awareness. I was at a meeting this morning early relative to financial suitability, but also forgotten the term already, but the whole area of educating the public on the significance of the instruments that they're signing. It's one of the things that bothers me the most, or one of the areas of most interest, because once it comes to our department, it's too late for a lot of people to be restored to their original position. And a lot of it, if they could have had good counseling, good background, or known where to go, that within a few minutes somebody could have given them a better guidance than what they had. So financial literacy is what we were discussing this morning. And I think that there's a whole new emphasis in our department. Deputy Commissioner Murphy addressed this last week, as well as some of the areas that we're going to focus on. With that, I would very much appreciate, and I humbly request the opportunity to continue to serve another 4 years. Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, Commissioner, I appreciate your comments on financial literacy. I keep thinking of all the people who sign, I mean, some of the mortgage scams that go on. There's so many scams that are occurring, and people do things that we think they should know better than to do. Do you or does anybody there ever talk about how we might address that, whether it be something in the schools or I'm not sure how, but I just think consumer education, financial education is something that the things you're telling us about people not reading what they're signing, something we understand, but unfortunately it seems like a large segment of the public doesn't. Do you have any suggestions on how we or you or anyone could approach trying to reach broad parts of the population on that?
Commissioner.
Madam Chair and Senator Marty, I wish I did. When I was in the mortgage business, we did develop a program that we sponsored in a good number of Midwest cities to educate and school people on how they could get into home financing. We had some success with that, but getting people to attend. When I came to the department, one of the questions I asked was the one you just asked, and I was given a binder of information that could be used in schools to teach. It was middle school, but it could have been at any level. And I took that home and I read it, and it was full of really good information. But we had 4 years of inability to get it into the school system. I've been engaged in a good number of different, and this morning I was with the Itasca group. I was just appointed to that to try and find out. And the McKinsey group has done significant surveys that were addressed this morning to try to identify exactly the groups and then how to get to the specific groups. One thing that I do know from my personal business experience is that a lot of people are reluctant to come forward and ask for help for fear that they will be embarrassed or they're ashamed of lack of knowledge, inappropriate dress. There are a variety of things. And so how we identify, there are a lot of places and people that are willing to help. Getting folks into that is the question. And Murphy's plan will help address that. The Itasca group, I hope, will help address it.
You know, Senator Marty, I think of the times when we were at the store and one of my sons would say, well, I want to get that. And I'd say, well, I don't have the money for that. Well, just charge it. You know, and I think it starts early. I think it actually starts then. And I think this committee is going to be looking not only at mortgage debt and issues surrounding some of the predatory lending or mortgage scams, as you refer to them, but also just consumer debt load. And I mean, I think we're all reminded of it virtually on a daily basis. If you have any television on, I think even the radio, talking about, you know, no payments, no interest until 2010 or 2011, and I'm thinking, I hope I live as long, you know, as some of those plans. So those are really big issues right now, and obviously combine that with student loans, and you know, young people are facing some really serious debt in early years in their 20s, and certainly, in their 20s, right after college.
Yeah, even Senator consumer Martin. Education is part of it. I mean, wise shopping and all of that. I mean, I don't know how to get at it either, but I do think it's something that we as a committee ought to be interested in.
Senator Olson.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Wilson, having been involved in not only signing a lot of documents myself, but as an attorney working with people when they're having to sign formal documents, I think part of it is the embarrassment that you mentioned or just being uncomfortable asking questions. Another thing is that in most of those situations, people are under time pressure and they feel like they're holding up the show. Yeah. You know, if they take the time to read very detailed and complicated documents. I wonder whether there's anything we could do to encourage lending institutions or just business in general to post any contract or document that they use routinely in their business online, so that people would have the opportunity to look at those documents beforehand when they feel less pressure and maybe think about the questions they might have before coming to situations where they have to sign them. Would that be a big impediment in terms of doing business, or would that be fairly easy to do?
Commissioner?
Madam Chair, Senator Olson. No, I think that's a good suggestion, and I would guess that it has to do with the type and nature of industry. If you're referring to home ownership closing documents, that would be beneficial because half the time the moving van's in the driveway when you're asked to sign the documents, and so there is a time frame. If those documents were posted ahead of time, people could read them. Same way with insurance. We are getting insurance and annuity policies up online so people can view those before or after the purchase, but I don't see any reason why we can't look at that as a serious method.
I think that's a good idea, Senator Olson. Senator Gerlach, you're a real estate salesperson, right? And I was once, and I think good ones, you know, go through all those documents with their
Madam Chair, funds. Actually, what I've found in my experience is that people are less concerned with the stack of all of those papers at closing, and what they're concerned about is their HUD-1, which is the where the numbers are. And it's a couple of pages, and they look to see their column, and they want to look at the dollars and the numbers, and that is available, and it is required to be available. I think it's 24, 48 hours before the closing and such. And that always seems to be what people are focused on. I don't know. I mean, I think if you had all these closing documents online, I think people would just skip past them anyway and just go right to the settlement statement and, again, look at the dollars, which is their prime concern. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there would be some people that would be very interested in it.
Well, I think it would be important for people just to know what kinds of things they should be looking for and that those things ought to be available because I suspect that in some of these situations, you know, they're not. If it isn't a reputable transaction or, you know, totally above board. So are there any other questions or the commissioner? Commissioner, I appreciate your being here. Senator Johnson, did you?
I do have one question, Madam Chair, on the issue of consumer protection. A lot of times when I get calls from constituents on issues, there's been a breakdown in, you know, whatever arrangement they had, and they always want to know where to go to, and I always have a hard time discerning, okay, do I send them to the Department of Commerce, or do I figure out that road, or is it the Attorney General's office? It seems like there's this competition on the consumer protection side, or sometimes, you know, maybe finger-pointing, saying it's their responsibility and such. Do you have any guideline about what is the role that you've been following at the Department of Commerce, consumer protection-wise, versus the Attorney General's office? Can you give me any guidance on that?
Commissioner Wilson.
Madam Chair, members, I honestly don't know. There are so many entry points in our department. We probably should, and for the most part, I think that we address almost anybody that calls. To be honest with you, except for telecom, but I'd have to actually look because, like I say, we have so many entry points relative to the different industry that I think we try to address as many as we can.
Okay. Oh, it's Madam Chair and Commissioner. It hasn't been a problem in the sense of ultimately finding the right, you know, place or such. I mean, I've always had really good responses from folks that I've talked to at the department. But it just seems like sometimes I never know exactly what is the best starting point, the Attorney General's office or the department within the executive branch and such. But I just wondered if you had any off the top of your head, if there's any general guidelines that the department follows as far as what – on the topic of consumer protection, what umbrella sort of philosophy do you follow versus when is it the Attorney General's job?
Well, that's a good question, Senator Gerlach. I mean, I think we've all wondered ourselves, you know, from time to time, how some things end up there and some things, you know, are resolved within the department. Senator Johnson, did you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Senate Commerce Committee recommends that the Senate confirm and appoint Glenn Wilson Jr. as the Commissioner of Commerce.
So, where is that? Senator Johnson moves that the committee, the Commerce Committee, recommend that the Senate confirm the appointment of Glenn Wilson Jr. as the Commissioner of Commerce. Any further discussion or any discussion on that or questions?
Oh. Do I ask for roll call?
I assume you said that because you're supporting right. the commissioner, Senator Sparks. Then we'll vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Commissioner Wilson, the,
congratulations.
The motion prevails.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much. And I assume that we'll be bringing that to the floor soon, and we'll let you know. But you probably stay tuned anyway, right?
Yes.
Members, we're not going to meet on Thursday, this Thursday. So, but I'm assuming we'll be meeting next Tuesday. We're having a shortage of bills here. Come on, guys. No, I know. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
So, with that, members, the meeting is adjourned.